Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. I am honored to be with you today. Martha Tara Lee, Dr. Martha Tara Lee, has invited me here today because she is off doing her amazing healing work out in the world and not able to be with you today. But I get to be with you, which is fantastic because I am really passionate to in helping you feel good in your own body, in your own skin, which is so important when it comes to feeling good in our relationships, in our friendships, in our romantic relationships, in our sexual relationships, in our familial relationships. How we feel in our body impacts every part of our life. So what I want to talk to you about today is that feeling of, I really want to feel good in my body. I want to love my body, but I really don't. And I'm wondering if you might feel that way ever, because there's a feeling of like, if I loved my body, then I might be more, feel more sensual. My sexuality might be more awakened. I might have more energy. If I loved my body, I would wear clothes that I felt better in. If I really felt good in my own skin, I would be more confident, right? So there's this desire, I really want to love my body, but I really don't. So that's what we're going to focus on for our time together. And I want to start just by telling you a little bit about who I am and why I'm able to talk to you about this. So my name again is Nina Mandelson, and I help women end their war with food and make peace with their body. So I am a certified psychology of eating teacher, certified psychology of eating coach, and holistic coach. Really, I'm a nourishment expert. I help women feel truly nourished in their life, good in their own skin, at home in their own bodies. And I have been in the health and wellness field for 25 years. And my background has really evolved to be such that I am passionate and completely committed to helping women feel good in their body, because where I started was I did not feel that way at all, and I'll get into that in a minute. A little bit about me, a little bit more about me, is that I am the founder of NinaMandelson.com. So that's N-I-N-A, Manolson, M-A-N-O-L-S-O-N.com, and the founder of the Nourished Woman Nation, which is a phenomenal community of women who are connected through their desire to really nourish themselves in their everyday life. And the Nourished Woman Nation is free to all women. It's very simple to join. You simply text the word NOURISH, N-O-U-R-I-S-H, to the phone number 617-500-1922. So you just text the word NOURISH to 617-500-1922, and it's no cost to be part of the Nourished Woman Nation. And what you get in that Nourished Woman Nation is an incredibly, incredibly supportive community of women. And you also get monthly free coaching calls, and we have different topics every week. So it's every month. Excuse me. So it's very supportive. It's really a lovely place to deepen into this well of self-love that we want. That's where we want to be living. I also work with women individually, and I do group programs as well as retreats. And I'm really committed to helping women step into feeling good from the inside out. So let's get right down into the theme of today, which is, I want to love my body, but I really don't, because it's a phrase I hear a lot from women. In fact, it's a phrase that I heard myself saying for many, many years. And this whole landscape of not truly embracing and loving our bodies is kind of tricky. And we're going to get into, and I use this word landscape because it really is. It's a whole continuum of how we feel about our body. And we're going to dive right into it. In fact, I have a downloadable map of it to share with you later on during our hour. But specifically, this whole landscape of not feeling good, not loving our body, is problematic because two things happen. It becomes the backdrop of our lives. And I know for me how it would show up as I would walk by mirrors or windows and almost expect to hear some snarky, critical comment emerge from my inner critic, right? Something that kind of went, ugh, those thighs, or, oh, man, you're looking a little wide. And we get used to, we get accustomed to hearing that low-level negative radio station. It's like a radio station that's playing all the time, but it's playing mean things. That's not healthy for us. And it starts to feel normal to not feel good about ourselves. And that's not okay, right? It's the always, I'm not enough. Because my body doesn't look the way that the magazines say or the media is showing me or whatever, the TV or the movies, right? Or we have this thought, I'm not doing enough to change my body. So both of those not enough states, they feel really bad. And the cost of feeling bad about our bodies is more than feeling a little blah. That's another problem. That brings us to the second tricky thing about not loving our body. And it's important to look at why it's important to love our body and the cost of us not loving our body. So one is it becomes a normal, a bad normal, that constant critical voice. And two, it has real health consequences. So those of us who tend towards feeling bad about our bodies have more risk of depression and anxiety, right? So that's a researched fact. Those of us who tend towards feeling bad about our bodies have more risk of depression and anxiety. Plus, the body-mind researchers and compassion researchers both have shown that the more we're hating ourselves, the less we are caring for ourselves. Let me say that again. The more we're hating on ourselves, the less we're caring for ourselves. So that means food choices that aren't very good for us. It means really basic things like not getting checkups or following up on medical concerns or even just staying hydrated through the day. We're less likely to do those self-care actions when we are not loving ourselves. So feeling body hate and not loving our body is an issue that impacts our mental health and our physical health. So we need to take it seriously, which is exactly what we're doing together today during our time together, is really looking at this issue. How do we love our body? What are the costs? Let's start there. And now, on the upside in the world of body image, there's some new messages. We've got messages about being body positive. And we've also got fat activists and the body love movement happening. And really, I couldn't be more thrilled about this celebration of body diversity, about loving our body as it is right now. And that is fantastic. But we've got two polarities. We've got the way we feel, feeling bad about our body often, and then this ideal, this wonderful ideal that's being thrown out to us about love your body just as it is. But those of us who are still in that self-critical voice, it can feel out of reach, that body love, that body positive. And most of us just can't flip a switch and go from not loving our bodies to loving our bodies. So the idea of just leaping from not liking our bodies to all of a sudden loving our bodies can feel unrealistic. It can feel frustrating. So this is the place I want to explore with you right now. How do you actually make the shift from body hate to body love? Right? So right now we're going to dive into what needs to happen for us to start truly loving our body. You know, and I'm imagining that some of you might have tried to change your body so that you'd love it. Right? Maybe a diet or a workout regime so that you could have a body that you deemed lovable. So most women and men are taught that we have to change our body for it to be acceptable, to start loving it. But what's really cool is that actually the more we can be loving our body, the more we will care for ourselves and the more likely it is to shift. Let me say that one more time, because it's a little counterintuitive. We always think, I'll change my body and then I'll love it. But really, what we need to be doing is loving our body, because out of that will come more caring. Right? So where I want to go next with you is I want to dive right into that abyss between hating your body and loving your body. Because the more you can understand this continuum, the landscape of body hate and body love, the more you can create a relationship with your body that's truly healthy. And that's where we're headed next.
Your Conscious Lifestyle on Steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Welcome back. This is Nina Manelson from ninamanelson.com. I'm a psychology of eating coach. I help women feel good in their own body. And today we are talking about the landscape of body love. Specifically, how do you go from being in body hate to body love? And that's what I want to jump right into the deep end with you around, is what is the landscape of this body transition from not liking our body, from being critical of our body to loving our body. And I want to explore the five phases of this body love continuum so that you can really see that body love is attainable for you, for that feeling good about your body, feeling comfortable in your body as it is now, not when you've lost, you know, 30 pounds or 5 pounds, not when you've been going to the gym, but right now, that that's possible, no matter what your weight is like, no matter what your health is like. And to start us off, to get us rolling, I want to tell you a little bit about my story, because it is this, it's really the story of this process of working through it. And I know that my story, after working with women for 25 years, that my story is not only my story. There are themes in my story that run through many other women's stories. And when I'm talking about ending the war with food, it's not a theory for me. It's not a book or a magazine article, you know, although I've studied long and hard on the subject and have a master's in counseling and studied health coaching and psychology, eating of coaching and nutrition and so many styles of coaching and therapy. But what I want you to know is all of this is very real for me. It comes from the inside, and it comes from a long history of dieting in my life. So I was a really emotional eater, right? As a teenager, I'd come home and from a party, and I would just go straight to the kitchen to kind of numb out all the feelings, because those social situations are like crazy when you're a teenager, right? So it would bring up all these feelings, and I would just eat to stuff them down. I had a terrible body image. I was at war with my own body, and I was hooked on sugar and addicted to the comfort of carbs. And I had done countless diets on and off throughout my life in an attempt to figure out how to lose weight, because my concept was if I lost weight, then I could finally love my body, right? Once I lost the weight, then I would be acceptable. And there were so many Monday mornings where I said I would start again, and so many Thursday evenings that I would say, ugh, to heck with it, right? Forget it. I'll just do whatever. And I was so tired of hating my body. And at the same time, I was so tired of trying to control my body and diet so that I was acceptable to myself and worthy of my own body love. And it felt really bad. So I thought, okay, I'm going to try a new approach. This is it. I am going to love myself. And I would read all these affirmations, and I would look in the mirror, and I would say, I love my body. And honestly, it felt to me like a monster from the mirror would shout back, you can't love this. This isn't a lovable body. Right? I tried this for years. I'd look in the mirror and say, you're beautiful. I love you, belly. But that mean mirror voice was vicious, and it would just tear me down. And I really didn't know how to make that leap from self-criticism. I didn't know how to make that leap from being mean to myself and trying to control my body and control what I ate to really accepting and loving my body. But I was persistent. I journeyed deep into this path of nourishment, and slowly, gradually, my body image changed. And I worked more with other women, and their body image started to change. And it took me a while. I was working with women for years, but it took me a while to really see the map, to really understand what had happened to me and what was happening for my clients. And that's what I want to show you today. I want to show you the body love continuum, the body love map. So I want you, if you're in front of a computer, great. I'd love for you to go to ninamandelson.com / body love map. Make sure if you're listening to the radio online on your computer that you don't close out this conversation to open up that other page. So be sure to open up a different page. Go to Nina, manolson.com. So that's N-I-N-A-M-A-N-O-L-S-O-N, like Nancy at the end, Nina, manolson.com/body love map. That's all one word. NinaManolson.com/body love map. And if you're not able to get to this map, it's totally free. You don't have to opt in, although once you're on that page, you'll see all sorts of wonderful other resources that you might really, really enjoy. But even if you can't see the body love map right now, don't worry. I will walk you through it. You can just listen in. But I'm super excited about this map because it shows how the shift to loving our body actually happens. And this body love continuum is my unique perspective that has emerged out of years of education in psychology, nutrition, biology, and it's come out of over 25 years of working with women. And it's evolved out of my own very personal journey of reclaiming my own body, feeling good in my skin, and being at peace with the food that I eat. Okay, so let's have a look. Let's talk about this body love continuum. So if you're looking at the image, great. If you're not, don't worry. I want you to visualize one long line. And on one end is body hate. And on the other end is body love. And somehow, in this wonderful culture that we have, there's this leap that's supposed to happen. We're supposed to fly from body hate to body love. But we need to get more nuanced. We need to get a little more intricate in all the phases that happen along the continuum from body hate to body love. So let me tell you the different steps, and then we're going to dive into each step specifically. The thing I really want you to listen in on and listen for is, where are you on this continuum? That is a very important thing to notice. Where are you on this continuum? There's no right place to be. There's no wrong place to be. But if you know where you are, then you know what your next steps are. And that's very powerful. Okay, so let's start with body hate. That's at the very bottom of this body love continuum. Then we move into body management, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But that's that place of, oh, I got to do something about this body. I better control it. Then we can move up into body awareness. That's a really juicy place, and we'll explore more deeply what that means. But the short version, body awareness is about really tuning in, listening to your body. That then can help us get to a place of being in body, feeling body positive. And then that can move us to a place of body love. So you can see, we don't just suddenly go, wee, I'm in body hate, and I flick that switch and ta-da, I love my body. There's a process. So let's dive in specifically first to body hate. Then we'll talk about body management, then body awareness, then body positive, and body love. And it's really important to understand each part because you'll start to understand, how do you move yourself along this continuum? What is it that you need that would support you, that would move you to a place where you really are in that juicy, good relationship with your body? Because, and again, I'm repeating something I said in the beginning, but when we're in a good relationship with our body, then we're more likely to care for ourselves. We're more likely to feel confident. We're more likely to be expressive about our love, whether it's our sensuality, our sexuality, or just saying how we feel, because we feel good in our own skin. So this journey is so important for everybody. So now let's go back to that place of body hate. So that's at the bottom of the continuum. And that's a place of self-criticism. That's a place of, you can't give yourself a break. There's just a constant nattering. Whenever you look in the mirror, you catch sight of yourself in the window walking down a street. There's no doing it right. right? There's no, oh, I can't believe I just ate that. I wish I hadn't eaten that. Maybe I shouldn't eat whatever that next thing is because I had too many calories. There's so much criticism about our behavior around food and about our body that happens in body hate. The other thing that happens in body hate is a place of we ignore our sensations. We just go, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm too busy to eat. And then we get so hungry that we'll eat anything in sight, right? Or, oh, I'm really tired. I wish I could take a nap. Nope, can't do that. Let me have a little coffee and chocolate and keep it rolling. So we really are kind of like being a little kid, putting our fingers in our ears to our bodies and going, la, 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 I can't hear you, right? That feeling of I'm not listening to my body. And what happens when we're ignoring our sensations, because our body is always speaking in sensations, that's the language of our body. When we're ignoring that language of our body, we tend to move towards self-harming behavior. Things like skipping meals, things like not drinking enough water, not getting enough sleep, not moving our body in ways that make us feel happy and energetic. Those are all self-harming behaviors. So that all happens in that place of self-criticism and with self-harming behaviors, ignoring of sensation, that all happens in that place of body hate. So next, we're going to talk about how to get out of that place because it's so important. We'll come right back and move right back into body management, body awareness, feeling body positive, and then loving our body.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up. Times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Nina Mandelson, and we are talking about how do you start loving your body if you don't really. You want to love your body, but it's hard. So you can learn more about me at ninamandelson.com. You can also join a wonderful nourishing community called the Nourished Woman Nation by texting the word NOURISH, N-O-U-R-I-S-H, NOURISH, to 617-500-1922. And that's an amazing group of women that are committed to feeling more nourished and taking care of themselves well in their everyday life. And if you're wanting more support, in terms of feeling good in your own skin, learning to take care of yourself. Often I hear from women when we talk about self-care, they say, I feel like that's a day I missed at school. Right? I just never learned how. And you are not alone. And if that's your situation, please feel free to reach out to me at nina@ninamanelson.com. I work with women individually, groups. I do retreats. If you happen to be in the Boston area, I have a retreat coming up on Sunday, March 26, 2017, called the Receiving Retreat. And let's dive right back into the body love continuum. So we started with body hate, and we're moving our way through body management to body awareness, to being body positive, to feeling body love, which is really where it gets juicy. So we just talked about body hate in that place of feeling really critical. And then often what happens from that place of really being self-critical, we move into body management. So body management, I often think of it, the image I have is like living next door to your body and going, gosh, I should do something about her. Don't like her at all. I better do something. Maybe she should go take a diet. Go get on a diet. Maybe she should go to the gym, right? Maybe she should do something. Maybe I should control her. So body management is this place of we're trying to control our body. We're trying to get a grip on some rules and some diets because there's this idea that if we just get really tight around it and make it happen, then our body will change and then we'll love it, which is not the way it actually works. Because those controlling behaviors, they don't last. They make us feel worse and they make us feel like a failure. So what happens is we go, okay, I'm going to go on a diet. All gung-ho, here I am on a diet. I'm all, you know, restricting this and I'm restricting that. And then eventually, you know what, this isn't fun. I'm not having a good time. I can't do this. This doesn't feel like it's sustainable in terms of my lifestyle. I'm going to let it go. And then comes the failure thought. Oh, I can't believe I did it again. I can't believe I did it again. I failed another diet. Right? So that whole body management, seeking control, those rules, those diets, it's not a way to have a good relationship with our body. So that's one of the elements that happens in body management. Another thing that happens in body management is a disconnection to sensation. So remember how I said it's a little bit like living next door to your body. Like, it's not me. It's somebody else that needs to be taken care of. That's not me. That's like, I don't have to deal with that hunger or thirst or tiredness or pain. Like, it's like keeping yourself at arm's length. That also happens in body management, this disconnection, this la, 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 I can't hear you. I don't want to have anything to do with the needs of my body. Another aspect of body management is self-care as a chore. Right? Self-care is like, oh, I better drag myself to the gym. Oh, I better eat a salad. Right? Instead of, oh, I want to get moving. It feels good. Or, oh, my body craves green vegetables. And if you're thinking, oh my gosh, that is never going to be me, that is not true. Right? Our body starts to, when we start really knowing how to take care of it and really listening to what our body uniquely needs, it actually starts to crave the good stuff. So that's all in this realm of body management. Self-care is a chore, disconnection to sensation, seeking control through rules and dieting. And when we get into that body management, it feels like a struggle. It feels like a really challenging relationship. It feels like it's a war. So the way, and it often comes out of that body hate. We don't like our body, then, okay, I'm going to manage my body. So now we have to get to body awareness. So how do we get to body awareness? And it's a little bit interesting because what the real path from body hate to body management to body awareness, and we'll dive deeply into that because it's so important, this big step of body awareness, But the way that we get there is, ironically enough, just being aware, noticing with self-compassion, noticing that critical voice, noticing that body management tendency. The more we can notice it and go, oh, look, here I am thinking I got to drag my body to the gym, the more we can notice it and have kindness and self-compassion, the more we start growing that muscle of body awareness. So body awareness is that is right in the middle. So we've got on this body love continuum, we've got body hate, body management, body awareness, then body positive and body love. Body awareness is right in the middle because this is where you start swinging into the more positive, the more fun, the more juicy relationship with our body. And you'll notice I just said relationship. So body awareness is when a real relationship starts happening. And what happens in a real relationship? We listen. What happens in a real relationship? We communicate. So in this place of body awareness, one of the things that starts to grow is our ability to hear our body's needs. Our awareness of our body needs grow. Our attunement to our sensations. And remember I said our sensations are the way our body speaks. So if we were going to go to Italy, we might want to brush up on a few phrases of Italian so we could get to know the people there, so we could enjoy our time there. Well, if we're going to live in a body, how about we brush up on the language of the body? What's the language of the body? Sensations, right? Even pain, even though it's not a fun sensation, that's one of the ways that our body speaks to us. Pleasure. That's another way our body is speaking to us. Hunger, thirst, all of these things are ways that our body is speaking. So here we are in the land of body, in this relationship. Let's attune to that language, that body language of sensation. So in this important middle ground in our body love continuum, body awareness is the attunement to sensation, awareness of our body needs, and our curiosity. What am I feeling? What's going on? What do I need? Questions, right? Questions versus criticism. So our self-talk is more observational, more non-judgmental, right? So curiosity leads, and we start to be in a place of body trust. We start to trust that our body will talk to it, to us, and we will respond, right? We have a good relationship. There's something going on here. There's a, I talk to you, you talk back to me. We can be in a trusting relationship. Something else happens that's very, very important in this stage of body awareness, and that is embodiment. Embodiment is that feeling of I live in a body, right? So just like we talked about, we're going to Italy, we're going to learn the language. And when you're in Italy, you go, oh, I'm in Italy. So for us as human beings, we got to be like, you know what? Yep, I live in a body and it has needs. So just like I live in a house, it has needs. It needs a new roof sometimes and it needs some new appliances sometimes. Our body needs has needs. Our body has desires. Our body has basic things that we need to be tuning into. Feelings, thoughts, beliefs, and those sensations, which is how it's always talking to us. So this place of body awareness is so juicy because this is where the real relationship starts. This is where we start talking to each other. And this is where we go, so what do you need? Oh, you need to actually sit down to eat. Oh, okay, so standing up is eating really fast is giving you a tummy ache? Okay, body, I'm going to respect you. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to sit down and eat. which is a nourishing practice. And this is a very important word here, nourishing practices. We want more of those nourishing practices because that's what's going to take us over to that yummy, juicier side of this body love continuum, feeling body positive, feeling body love. So the more we can listen in, and sometimes we need help in that. Sometimes we don't have practice in listening in. I don't know what my body needs. If you ask me, my body needs cookies. It needs candy. Well, that's more on a surface level. We need to go a little bit deeper to find what are the needs to really that really support. Because those surface needs, I need cookies, I need chocolate, I need more coffee, those there are needs, but they're coming, we're responding to needs with a Band-Aid instead of listening to that deeper need. Oh, what I really need to feel is my sadness. The chocolate is just a way for me to put a Band-Aid on that sadness, right? What I really need is sleep. That coffee is just a way to put a Band-Aid on that sleep. So this place of body awareness, we can start listening to those needs and respond to them with nourishing practices. So when we come back, we're going to start talking about body positive and body love, and also very important issue that this is not just a ladder that we climb right up. It doesn't work that way. It's more fluid, and I really want to talk about that because we can get into this ideal of, okay, I'm going to move myself, body hate, body management, body awareness, body positive, and ta-da, I made it to body love. It's not so simple. We need to learn how to use this body continuum. So when we come back, we're going to dive deeply into body positive, deeply into body love, and then how to actually use this continuum in real life. All right. See you soon.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
It is on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Welcome back. This is Nina Mandelson from ninamandelson.com, and we are talking about how to love your body when you don't really feel that way. You don't feel that loving towards your body. So you can find me at ninamandelson.com. And you can also join the Nourished Woman Nation, which is a totally free community of women who are dedicated to feeling good from the inside out. And as a community, we focus on nourishing practices that help you feel good, truly good in your own skin. And there's a wonderful French saying, je me sens bien dans ma peau, I feel good in my skin. And I love that saying because that's how we all want to feel. We want to feel good and at home in our own skin. So that is my mission in life, is to help women feel good in their own body. So you can reach me at nina@ninamandelson.com if you're trying to step into a place of love and ease and peace and health with yourself. Now, we have been on this journey of our body love continuum. So far, we've explored body hate, body management, body awareness, and now we're moving towards those last two phases in the body love continuum, feeling body positive and feeling body love. So body awareness is where we left off, that juicy place of deep awareness, of really listening to your body, of really being embodied, of trusting your body, of being curious about the sensations, about being observational about how you feel and being non-judgmental. And from that deep listening, from that real connection and relationship to your body, what comes out are these needs which can be turned into nourishing practices. And as I said before, if that feels like a hard thing for you to do, that's where health coaching and psychology of eating coaching comes in. That's what I do, is help women move along this continuum so that they feel better in their own skin and are taking better care of themselves. Because it's not like we don't know what to do. Of course we know. We know we should be moving more and drinking more water and eating more greens. The knowing is never the issue. We have tons of information. The issue is, how do we make it actually go? So when we can be in this place of deep body awareness, being in that juicy relationship of respect and listening to our body, we can start to tune into what are the nourishing practices that our body needs. And as we practice those nourishing practices, then that feeling of being positive about our body starts to emerge. More body trust develops. We hear what our body needs, we respond to it, and we respect the messages that our body gives us. We start to incorporate more of those nourishing practices, and we get to experience more pleasure in our life, more pleasure in our body. That comes from a place of, oh, I like living in this body. This is a good place to hang out. I enjoy being here. That's very, very powerful. What happens in that place of being body positive is our self-talk is very encouraging. It's very encouraging. It says, we start saying things to ourselves like, oh, I'm feeling good in this moment. Or what do you need? Or do you think it would make sense to make a smoothie or a juice or sit down and eat? Maybe I need a nap. We start being encouraging towards ourselves. We start catching ourselves in the mirror and saying, hello, beautiful. Ha, how about that? Or, hey, I see you. Even if we can't get to hello, beautiful, we can say, oh, I see you. Right? We can start having a relationship where we like ourselves. So that's that place of feeling body positive. And the more we can live into that place of deep respect and encouragement of our body, the more we start hearing those nourishing practices, maybe I need to take a little more time for myself. Maybe I need to incorporate meditation in my life. Maybe I need to go to sleep a little earlier. we start listening to what our body needs are. We start practicing. They become a way of life. Now, that's a very important thing. That's a very important distinction that I just made. Those nourishing practices become a way of life. That's different than how we were managing our body down in that body management phase of the body love continuum. And again, if you haven't gone to get this handout, you can find it at ninamanolson.com. So that's Manolson, Manolson.com, Body Love Map. So ninamanolson.com/body-love-map, and you can download the map that we're talking about. This is a very powerful map. We're going to talk about how to use it in just a minute. So the more we can be in that place of nourishing practices from that place of feeling good in our body, from being body positive, then it becomes a way of life versus the body management of trying to control it and trying to make something happen that doesn't feel like it's who we are. It starts to feel like it's an imposed workout. It's an imposed diet. It's somebody else's idea of what's best for us. You have the best teacher on the planet, and that is your own body. What we need to learn, which is what I do with women, is help women connect back to that deep wisdom in our own bodies. So the more we can step into nourishing practices as a way of life, then we get to that place of body love. Then we get to that place of feeling confident, of je me sens bien dans ma peau, I feel good in my skin. Then we get, our self-talk is affirming. We start to say, hey, I feel good, nice walk, good, you look good, you look beautiful. And we have more access to our sensuality, to our pleasure, to our sexuality, and we start to delight in being embodied. We start to enjoy the fact that we get to live in a human form. Isn't that amazing? We have a body. What a cool house. And that's where we want to be living more of our life. Now, as I said before, it's not just a simple line. Okay, body hate. Now I walk along the path. Now I'm in body management. Walk along the path. Now I'm in body awareness. Now I walk along the path. Now I'm in body positive. Now I walk along the path, and I'm in body love. Ta-da! I made it. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't even work that way for me. I'll be somewhere, and something will trigger me, right? Some old tape will come up, and I'll feel like, oh, I just don't feel good about myself. And boom, I was like in body positive, body love a minute ago. And, you know, I saw some magazine where that said the 10 steps to having the perfect body, and my old diet tape got triggered, and boom, back into body management. Maybe I should go on a diet. Maybe that's the diet. Maybe this will do it. Oh, I'll do those 10 steps, right? Oh, my goodness. And here's the magic of this body love continuum. Is knowing, oh, I'm in body management now. But I don't have to stay that way. That's not the truth of who I am. That's not the truth of the relationship with my body. That's not the kind of relationship I want in my body. In fact, I know how to change it. I'm going to be more compassionate. I'm going to notice that I'm in body management. And I'm going to bring myself to being aware. Okay, what do I need? Oh, maybe I need to feel mad that people are still printing the 10 steps to the perfect body. That's crazy. So I need some body awareness. I need to feel that sensation. I need to feel my power. And then, oh, what do I need? I need to get moving, go for a walk, clear my air. Remember, that's not true. And then now I'm in a nourishing practice. And where are those nourishing practices going to take me? They're going to take me to feeling body positive, to feeling body love. So this body love continuum is so powerful. I've heard from clients who just even they're choosing food at a restaurant, and they're like, so what food would make me move towards feeling more body positive and more body love? And what foods are going to make me feel like I'm more in body hate, right? Or, you know what, here I am in body hate. I just want to be in body awareness. I'm going to ask myself a few questions. What do I need right now? What do I feel right now? So powerful, this body love continuum. My invitation to you is to really use it. Don't let it just be a piece of paper or a map in your head. Use it. Ask yourself the questions. And if you want help really moving from that place of body hate to body love and learning how to navigate this continuum, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. This is what I do. I help women learn how to be in a positive and healthy relationship with their food and their body. I help women learn how to create nourishing practices that really support them in living in a happier place with their body, in that place of body awareness, body positive, and body love. Because living in body hate and body management, it's just plain no fun. It's not pleasurable. And as women, we need pleasure. We need fun. We need to feel good in our own skin in order to have access to the incredible wisdom and richness that comes with being ourselves. So if you're interested in continuing this conversation with me, I have a couple of places for you to connect. You can always find me at ninamanelson.com. Email me, nina@ninamanelson.com, or join the Nourished Woman Nation. I would love to have you there. Just text the word NOURISH, NOURISH, to 617-500-1922. And thank you so much for being with me during this time. It's been a delight to be with you. Bye-bye.